Oh, I praise you, dear Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Holy Ghost, that you're so real. And I just give you praise and honor. It's all, you're so worthy of every good thing. And Father, how people reject you. You want to give them the good things here. You've made them, and they reject you. You want to give them a good life, and they reject you. And Father, I want to receive you. I'm a hog for you. You told me a long time ago, that's a pig, and I'm a pig for you. I want all you got. Lord, I want it. I want a double portion. God, receive them. Have glory, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you happy? Praise God. Be on fire for the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Glory be to God. Well, praise the Lord. People need to praise the Lord. That's what's wrong. We get in our churches, we try to get so poised. We sit down, we're stiffer than... We're just like, God sees a bunch of corpses down there. They're not waiting for me to take them out. They're corpses. I can take them home. They're dead. It's alive by the Spirit of God. God's here to give me the joy, a peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. Mike, come and get this thing going. You go ahead and read those and pray too and try to get me under control. Praise God.
This is the 14th chapter of John, starting in verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Praise God.
Then in verse 12, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Then, starting in verse 26, But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Then in chapter 15, verse 26 says, But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Then in chapter 16, starting at verse 7, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And in verse 13, Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Lord, thank you so much that you take what comes from the Father, and you've given it unto us. Lord, we want to receive that from you. We want to receive what you have for us today, what you would take from heaven and give to us. I pray, Lord, that you would open up our hearts to receive from you, Lord, and touch Brother Freedom with your mighty anointing as you've already been doing. Lord, continue that and let it touch everyone who listens. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We're having a wonderful time. Brother Freedom's being touched. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name for the mighty move of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Father in heaven, we just praise you once again. Lord, I thank you that you're real. And I thank you, you're forever faithful. And Lord, I'm one person upon this earth that knows you do great and mighty things. But I've seen great things that you've done. And Lord, I can't believe that you don't have a reason for me staying here.
I know I'm not much, but I believe that I've been with you in a lot of areas, and I thank you, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know what I'm meaning. Lord, how you pulled those trees through those wires. How you did many miracles, miracles on miracles on miracles. Lord God, you're wonderful, and I do praise you, and I thank you. And most everything that I did was a real, if I had failed, it was going to be a real, like a bomb going off. And Father, I know that nothing happened. And I know that you're that special. And I just want to let the world know that you're real. And whatever their need is, you can answer their needs. You can fulfill their desires. If they need healing, you're the answer. If they need salvation, they need to know the Savior. You're the answer. If their body is something misaligned, you are the alignment. If they're troubled, you're the answer for the trouble. You are the waymaker. You are the stabilizer. You are the strength. Father, I just give you praise and honor that those that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under your shadow. We thank you for your touch. I pray that this word will go out as you desire this day. Lord, whatever you want it for, it's for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. In the 14th chapter of St. John, and John is really a powerful book, I think. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. What he's saying, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Here he's here on the earth, and a lot of people didn't really believe him. Oh, he's not the Son of Man. He's not the King of Kings. A lot of them, when he was crucified, oh, it just got rid of another imposter. Well, Jesus was no imposter. He was actually God as man. And through that, he denied any privileges. So he took on our nature, our lifestyle. He got hungry. He got thirsty. All the things that our bodies desire, his did too, just like we do. With all this, yet he was without sin. A perfect sacrifice. When he went to the cross, he took our sins, our failures, all of our ambitions that we cannot do within ourselves, and he can fulfill those values that only he could do by going to the cross. When he gave a spotless life, a pure sacrifice upon that cross, and as he died upon that cross, all things become available. Healing, whatever you need, it came as he surrendered, gave over his life. And he even teaches that many times. If you save your life, you're going to lose it. If you lose your life for my sake, you're going to save it. You know, I talked to a lot of people. This is, I was always put down. No, Jesus was never said nothing like you say. You're just, and I said, I don't see that in the Word. And I don't, but maybe some of my people read it wrong. They get the wrong impression. But Jesus says, he said it's needful. The apostles had learned to really respect Jesus, and I think they loved him. Being all that time around him, it must have been really a special time. He's seen someone that didn't get upset. He didn't say bad words. Never talked about nobody. All these wonderful things. There was nobody like him. He was model. And they had a chance to live with him for around 3 or 3.5 years, all that time. And so when he found out that he was going away, they was sort of concerned about it. I would feel the same way. I said, don't leave him. Please stay a little longer. And yet when they took him before all the officials and condemned him, put him between two thieves on the cross. Now, Jesus knew exactly what eternity was, but yet he entered it as a man. And he says, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? This is so low, this load of the guilt of this world was so heavy upon him that when they put the spear through him, they found out that there was water coming out of his body. Like he was, inward, he was tears of what he was going to do for you and me, all of us throughout the world. He had us on his mind way back there. He was there for the whole world to the time of when he comes back. And that's why he's talking, let not your heart be troubled.
If you believe God, believe also in him. My Father's house in a minute. It's talking about he's going to wait to prepare us at home forever. Ephesians, it talks about a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. And people, church saints, if you're a child of God, you could be a saint of God. You could be an overcomer, and that puts you in sainthood with God. Now, the world don't see it that way, but God sees it that way. Because you are cleansed by overcoming and also for forgiveness. That old plain forgiveness is something we have to learn to be in time, at all times, in God's presence at that time. Because if we don't do this, then we've got some unforgiven sin. Well, that's it. Because Jesus is coming back first. Back in the 70s, well, I felt the Lord would at least get here by 80. And even some of the biddies, all of them was talking about the coming of the Lord. But there's hush about it now. But the Bible plainly says when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction. And because it's going about what's going to happen in the last hour. But the end of that period, there'll be a sharp denoting signs that'll let you know that my coming, you don't know the day, but my coming is near. Men shall be lovers of self, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers. All these things are from the enemy. They're going to come to light in those days. God is having a remnant of people that's going to be waiting upon the Lord. But I've learned one thing. If you're waiting upon the Lord, you're waiting upon the Lord. You still go on through your normal work, but in your mind, you're looking. Jesus is going to come today. I'm ready because I want to see you. Because you're my best friend. See, down here in this earth, Lord, there's nobody that I can love really like you. They don't understand me, but you understand all about me. Even my wife don't understand me, Father, but you understand me. I think God made us that way where we find out that we must have that inner heart to see Jesus. See Jesus. Oh, that I would see Jesus. Praise God that I would see Jesus. Coming, I seen him one time. He was sad. The next time I seen him in a dream. And boy, he was so wonderful. He was so loving. As in warfare. And bullets were flying, everything was going. Jesus said, I'm going to be with you. Be strong in me. Keep up the good work. And I'm going to, you're going to lay up a crown one of these days. Go forth in my name. And Jesus is first saying, a loving one. I felt his loving hands. There's nothing as loving that Jesus is. There's no way to compare it. There's no way to, I have no way of understanding. But he is glorious. I've only seen him one time in a vision, one time in a dream. And boy, both times were something that's immaculate. Jesus is immaculate. Everything about him. He's perfect. He loves you. He wants you because he's building you a home. And boy, it's for 1,500 miles high and 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles deep, 1,500 square. Glory to God, what a temple. Praise God. The streets are pure gold. And God, they got, I don't know what the red lights, but they don't have no red lights there. They got all lights. Nothing and everything works perfect there. There's no hot days, cold days, troublesome days, no deaths. All these troubles affect people. Look at the undertakers. Look at the business. When everybody gets old, they know where they're going. They're going away. But there's not going to be that. You can enjoy each other forever and ever and ever. It's beyond our imagination, the joy level. We think we go hear a piano recital and an orchestra play and some of these things, which I like to hear them. But I say, we think they're good. But they're nothing compared to what God has got. There's nothing, no, it says, eye hath not seen, neither ear heard, not my ear, and my eye hath not seen what's prepared for them. The prepared is someone that prepares something like a people prepare for a wedding, they make sure that all the, I don't even know what to call them, the little doilies and all these things fit in place. I mean, they're immaculate. They're special. All the good goodies are just right. All these things because of a wedding. Glory to God. It's going to be above expression. No word, no knowledge, no tongue can say what's going to be. It's beyond imagination. And why does anyone want to give it up? Why out there do you want it? You're so willful that your own personal needs, it won't last for all. And look at our needs. People on drugs, alcohol, all these things. I mean, you see a world that's not very appetizing. If I was going to make a billboard out here, I don't know how to make it advertise very good. But God's got to appear. It's forever and ever and ever. It's wonderful. It's beyond. You don't get sick. You don't get tired. Praise God. You know, you love people? I love people. Nothing glory. That's a great plus for me. I don't like to be somewhere where everybody's stuck your head off. They're ready there to put you down. That's all the things of the world. We need to come out of that. And I think that's what's wrong with most Christians. They don't know how to come out of this world. God has something you do this secret in your spirit. And your spirit is something very special if it's godly. Now it's very damaging and be very the opposite if it's by the wicked spirit. Wicked spirits cause suicide, a whole lot of things. Brings death, it brings wars, it brings horrors of problems. The wrong spirit. Like Saul, he had the wrong spirit. Now David had a godly spirit. We need that godly spirit, and that godly spirit works. See, that's how the church was supposed to work. We used to be so full of spirit that ever say, I want to go to that church because they love one another. Praise God. I can't have a sheep. You can't come a sheep. I love one another. Love you, Lord. Love you, one another. Praise God. Let brotherly, sisterly love continue. But we let some of this worldly stuff get in this world, what we call problems. And someone comes in here being, and you say, well, it's a place to get rid of these bad spirits because after church is all about. But see, you're supposed to get rid of them. You're not supposed to contain them. You're not supposed to pet them. Get rid of them. If you've got the right spirit, you'll pray for these things and get out to see and forget from us, never to come back no more. Oh, you say, who does that? Well, Gary, now that's what you're supposed to do. I could do it years ago. I did it years ago in some places. But nobody wants to do it. Oh, we don't want to rock a boat. We don't want to, you know, we want to. God's a spirit. And we must worship him as spirit and truth. My spirit part of me is going to live with me forever. My body is going to dissolve. I'm going to get a new body, but I keep my spirit. Now, see, the other side of the coin is you're going to keep, you got a wrong spirit. Yeah, your body is going to be with you forever in lower places. It's a four-letter word. It's a bad place. You retain that bad spirit. See, God, when you come to Jesus, he takes away your bad spirit. You become a new creature, a new creation. You become a new being. Praise God. But you know what happened? 4 or 6 months over, everybody says, hey, you can't use that joy around here. And we literally kill our young people. They get harsh. They retain that, pretty soon, that same spirit. And pretty soon they're deceived. Pretty soon they go to church, they do all the formalities, but the spirit is not where it should be. The spirit can't rest. Can't find peace. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Without that strength, you cannot go forward in the name of Jesus. Yes, you can go forward in yourself. But going forward in yourself, what you're going to end up is having a spirit of the world. God redeemed us by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We've been paid in full, redeemed. Oh, sanctified by the blood of Christ. Oh, sanctified by the holiness. Ephesians, for the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. It's in the Word. For the perfecting. That means we're desired. Yes, we have problems getting there, but there's no, you just keep on going anyway. You know, you go down an old muddy road, you don't worry if your tires spin a little bit. That's the way life is. You're going to spin a little bit. Try to keep on the road. Just don't get, try to get out of it. If you get in the ditch, get pulled out. But that's what we do. We're trying to make it easy going. No, it's not going to be easy going while you're here in this earth. But you've got, your eyes are on heaven. Every day, my eyes, I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You start sowing these damnable things, you're going to receive these damnable things. They'll bring you down to a place of damnation for eternity. And then to whom the Son set free is free indeed. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because the adversary, the devil, going around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may do. He's out there trying to find any stragglers. And I'll tell you, stragglers are many. He picks them up all the time. And when it's through for them, before it's over, they lose their way. They didn't start that way because of events. That's why the anointing has to be. The anointing of the Lord is that power that God gives us, the anointing that shapes you and forces in you, that it's greater than the world. The anointing is a strength that comes from heaven. The anointing is what's on me right now. It gives you a supernatural encounter with God the Father, God the Son, and you are His witness. You're not His witness without it. You're just what you can get out of the book. Out of the book, you're so mixed up because you see so many in and outs. They aren't in and out unless you go God's way. Go God's way, it's easy. Come out from among them. Be severed. Cut off the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Wow. You said really there? Yes, it is there. I'll receive you. That's God saying it. And what else did he say? I'll be a father to you. I will be your father. Oh, come a shitterable. Father, come a shitterable. The glory of God's over me. He's going to be a father to us. If we'll let him. But we say, no, we don't need you. Oh, we like our mortuary church here. We like our mortuary thing. We're for dead things. God's alive. The Bible said, be alive in God. Dead to sin. Deadness will make you as a corpse. What happens to corpse? They go down. Boy, you're alive, you go up. Up, 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 up. Keep going up. There's no end where you can go with the Lord. One day God's going to take me home. And I'm going to get there. You probably didn't see me because I'm going up. He's going to keep us in the way. Glory to God. It's a fantastic life with God. Without God, it's miserable. It's wretched. It's time consuming. I got to laugh because it down the consumes your time. While you're here, your time just consumed because, oh, I'm going down to the Church of the Misfits. Oh, that's where I like to be because everybody goes there just like I am. We're going to make heaven, yeah. You're not going to make it out of the Church of the Misfits. You're going to go there with the Lord's place. God, you get so drunk in the Spirit of God, you don't care whether you live or die. God's here to enable you to be focused on Him. Our focus has to be on Him. Our focus is on this world, the cares of this world, the sins of this world. Come out from among it. Be severed. And He says, I will receive you. Praise God. I remember these olive plants they have received. Olives now. Prune yards do too. They receive. God's going to receive us. Let not your heart be troubled. He's going to give us a home. Forever and ever and ever. Can you beat that? There's no way that nobody can beat it. Out there, this world goes. If you don't receive something like you, you're blind. You need to have the infilling of God's glory in you to be multiplied by a blessing from heaven. I have not seen that the ear heard needs that has entered the heart of men. The things that are prepared for them to love God. Great peace have they that love my law. Great peace have they that love my law. And nothing shall offend them. Ye abide in me, my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Praise God. If you're a child of God, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done. A perfect contract. You can't go in the world, no place, and find a contract like God will keep his word. His eye is on the righteous, his ears open to the cry. He's to the faithful. He loves those ones who call upon him. Those who will seek him, God's going to bless. The world didn't start this way. It started way back when Adam and Eve, Lucifer interfered then. He's still interfering. But this is going to end pretty rapidly because his presence is in this nation real heavy. He's here. I wouldn't want to live here in this. I wouldn't even want to be here unless I was all the way with Christ. I would not. It's too terrible. I am afraid I don't want no sin sticking to me. I don't want none of that crap. And you got to, it's terrible. I tell him all the time, get out of my life. Get out of there. Get away. God's stronger than you are. Buzz off. But God is greater. Until you learn this, child of God, you're not going to make it. Because he's going to play with you. He's going to torment you. He's going to give you a havoc. He's going to take away your joy. And pretty soon he'll give you sickness. He'll give you a disease. He is the mastermind of sickness. He can take your mind, and pretty soon you're sick. Pretty soon you're fretting. You're not thankful. Look at Israel. They was out. Well, Lord, I wish we'd still been in Egypt. Oh, God, we want to say, Father, he wanted to be there just like he said. He wants us to follow him. They didn't want to follow him. So what they do, they go in circles and circles, and that's what the church has been in. Circles, 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 big old circles. The circles get you nowhere. I went on trips, and a circle would just get you back home, back then. And you might as well quit because you're going around on gas pretty soon, you're not even got enough to come to. That's right. That's right. God is always right. There's not a preacher like the Lord thy God. You know, when I had my stroke, I was happy. And the Lord says, your time's about to begin. I felt, what time's about to begin? I can't even walk. Yeah, your time's about to begin. That's what life is. We go through things, but God does, he don't see it that way. You're an overcomer. What if you give up? That means you quit. You're going to have a quitting. No. Be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Redeemed by Jesus' blood. Redeemed. That we might live forever and ever and ever. Ever and ever is a long time. I remember a Sunday school class I had years ago, and I remember what I was telling. I said, a bird, you take a sparrow and take a grain of, and he could fly to the far of the star and far and back and forth till he transformed the earth to that star. That would just be the beginning of eternity. You can't imagine. The Bible plainly says our life is like a vapor. We're just here for a moment. That moment, we got to cherish it because God wants us to do some great things. Nobody buys nothing I say because, you know, there's some to do, I guess, but very few. But God's real. But see, when God brought me in this, he said there's many that don't even love me. We're like it is in Revelation, the third chapter. He said, I'd rather you be hot or cold as lukewarm. We're lukewarm. We got a lukewarm experience. Oh, I'm lukewarm. No, he wants us on fire. We're shining as the stars of God's star. We're God's star to shine in a wicked and a perverse nation that's adulterous to the things of God. He wants to be favored with God's glory. In God's glory, he wants to do a mighty work. Praise ye the Lord. If we don't have that praise, we need to pray through till we get. Dear brothers, dear sisters, praise, seek God, and God will bless you. Call upon him. He will answer you this night. You'll call upon him. You don't need me to say nothing to me, but you know God is your answer. The Lord Jesus paid in full that you can call upon him this night, and he can receive the power of the Holy Spirit upon you. Bless you. Bless your people this night, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. God bless. I don't know nothing I said.
The Holy Ghost knows what you said because He said it through you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We sure had fun in the Holy Ghost today. Amen. The Lord really tickled us with joy. The Lord really tickled us with joy. I was laughing over there in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. God is good. Thank you for joining us, friends and brothers and sisters.
Lord, tell me on the way over, everybody's too stiff-necked. Have some joy.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us.